This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to handle explosive reactions without losing your leadership voice. The exact words that keep you grounded when someone else loses control. In short, your leadership voice is not the loudest voice in the room, it is the steadiest one. Explosive reactions are not conversations. They are tests of your composure, and how you respond tells the room everything about who you are as a leader. Having word-for-word language prepared before the moment arrives is what separates leaders who hold their ground from those who either freeze or escalate. These scripts give you the exact words to stay clear, stay direct, and stay in authority when the conversation turns volatile. Definition: explosive reactions. Leadership describes the skill of maintaining your leadership voice and authority when a conversation partner loses emotional control. It requires prepared language, clear boundaries, and deliberate composure to de-escalate the moment without surrendering your position or your presence. I once sat across from a man who threw a folder of documents across a table at me. Not at me exactly, but close enough. He was furious, and I had about 3 seconds to decide what kind of leader I was going to be in that moment. I had no prepared words. I stumbled. I lost ground I never quite recovered in that relationship. That moment taught me something I have carried for decades. Explosive reactions. Leadership is not about managing other people's emotions. It is about having language ready before the fire starts, so you do not have to find it while you're standing in the flames. And Say It Right Every Time, I call the conversations that require this kind of preparation high-stakes conversations. Chapter 11 outlines what makes them different, and why most leaders handle them badly, not because they lack courage, but because they show up without a script. What makes a conversation high stakes enough to prepare for? Not every tense exchange qualifies. High stakes conversations share 3 qualities: the emotional charge is high, the outcome matters significantly to at least one person, and the relationship itself is at risk. When all 3 are present, ordinary communication skills are not enough. You need the master method. In Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, I outline the 6-step framework: mental preparation, anticipating objections, structuring key points, timing the conversation, engaging with full presence, and reflecting afterward. The first step is the one most leaders skip. They walk into a volatile conversation having thought about what they want to say, but not about what might come back at them. Preparation is not weakness. It is the ground your leadership voice stands on. Here is the truth of it: people who feel heard rarely explode. People who feel powerless often do. That does not mean the explosion is your fault. It means understanding what is underneath the anger gives you an edge. Anger is almost always a shield for something else: fear, humiliation, a sense of being cornered. When you recognize that, you stop taking the heat personally and start leading the moment instead. How to use these scripts without sounding like you rehearsed them. Find the situation that matches yours. Read the context note before the script itself. Then read the script out loud, alone, at least twice. You are not memorizing lines. You are building muscle memory, so the words come naturally when your heart rate is elevated. Every script includes customizable elements in brackets. Replace those with the specific names, issues, and details of your situation. The more specific you make the language, the more authentic it sounds. A general script delivered robotically is worse than no script at all. How to use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation pairs well with these scripts if you want a structural method to anchor your composure before you speak. Scripts for holding your leadership voice under fire. Script 1. When someone raises their voice directly at you. The situation: a colleague, direct report, or stakeholder loses their temper during a conversation. The volume goes up and the tone turns aggressive. Why it works: you are not matching the anger or retreating from it. You are naming what needs to happen and giving the other person a clear choice. As I note in Chapter 11, anger feeds on anger. When you refuse to provide fuel, the fire eventually burns out. Standard version: I can see you're very upset, and I do want to understand what's going on, but I need us to have this conversation calmly. I'm asking you to lower your voice so we can talk this through. If that's not possible right now, let's take a short break and come back to this. Formal version, script 110 from Say It Right Every Time: I can see that you're very upset, and I want to understand what's going on. However, I need us to have this conversation calmly. I'm asking you to lower your voice so we can talk this through productively. If you're not able to do that right now, I'm going to suggest we take a break and come back to this where we're both calmer. Watch for. Some people will escalate when you name the behavior. Hold your position. Do not apologize for asking for a calm conversation. If the person cannot settle within a short period, end the meeting cleanly and reschedule. Eamon's note. The hardest part is keeping your voice low when theirs is high. That contrast is your leadership. Practice it until it is instinct. Script 2. When someone is trying to twist the facts. The situation. A colleague or report is reframing events, shifting blame, or redirecting the conversation away from what actually happened. It feels slippery. You sense manipulation, but can't quite name it. Why it works. Manipulation thrives in confusion and dies in clarity. The more specific you are about the facts, the less room there is for the distortion to survive. This script names the tactic without accusing and returns the conversation to solid ground. Standard version script 111 from Say It Right Every Time. I hear what you're saying, but that's not what happened. Here's what actually happened. Specific facts. I need you to stop trying to change the subject and address what I'm actually saying. Formal version. I want to acknowledge what you've raised, but I need to be direct. The situation as you've described it doesn't reflect what actually took place. The facts are these. Specific facts. I'd like us to work from those facts rather than move away from them. Watch for. If the person continues to deflect, repeat the facts calmly. Do not chase the new subject they introduce. Staying on your original point is itself a powerful demonstration of leadership. Eamon's note. The instinct is to argue against their version. Resist it. Just keep returning to yours, clearly and without heat. Script 3. When someone denies your reality. The situation. Someone insists an event did not happen the way you experienced it, or did not happen at all. This is gaslighting, and it is corrosive to your confidence and your authority if you do not name it. Why it works. You are not arguing their version. You are asserting yours with full confidence. Before any conversation where you suspect this may happen, write down your account of events. A written record anchors you to reality and protects your leadership voice when the other person tries to rewrite history. Standard version script 112 from Say It Right Every Time. I know what I experienced. You're trying to tell me it didn't happen that way, but I was there. I remember it clearly. I'm not going to let you rewrite history. This is what happened. Specific facts. Formal version. I want to be straightforward with you. The account you're given does not match what I witnessed and experienced. I've documented what happened, and I'm confident in my recollection. I'm happy to discuss the situation, but we need to start from an accurate foundation. Watch for. Your tone matters enormously here. You are not attacking the other person. You are simply refusing to accept a false version of events. Calm, direct confidence is far more powerful than indignation. If this pattern is ongoing, document every conversation in writing. Eamon's note. The first time someone tries to make you doubt your own memory, it shakes you. The second time, you are ready. This script prepares you for the first. Script 4. When a text chain is making things worse. The situation. A sensitive issue is being handled by message, and the thread is getting heated, misread, or too long to resolve. You can feel the leadership vacuum that text creates. Why it works. In Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, I outline what I call the communication medium richness hierarchy. In-person conversation is the richest medium. Text is the leanest. When the emotional stakes rise, you need a richer medium to read tone, adjust in real time, and stop dangerous misreading. Moving the conversation is itself a leadership act. Standard version script 116 from Say It Right Every Time. This feels like a conversation we should have by phone or in person. Text isn't great for this kind of thing. When can we talk? Casual version appropriate when the relationship is informal. Can we jump on a quick call? This is getting hard to sort by message. Watch for. Some people resist the shift. They feel safer behind a screen. Hold the request. Say simply, I want to make sure we actually resolve this, and I think we'll get there faster if we speak directly. Eamon's note. Moving the medium is not an escalation. It is respect for the difficulty of what you are trying to work through. Script 5. When a conversation has already gone wrong. The situation. A conversation ended badly. Things were said that should not have been. You are the leader, and you need to repair it. Why it works. The recover method, which I detail in Say It Right Every Time, covers 7 steps for exactly this moment. Recognizing what went wrong, ending if needed, cooling down, owning the stakes, validating experience, explaining intent, and recommitting to the relationship. This script opens the process. Standard version script 118 from Say It Right Every Time. I've been thinking about our conversation, and I don't feel good about how it went. I said some things I regret, specifically what you said. I want to make this right. Can we talk? Formal version. I want to follow up on our conversation from date slash time. I've reflected on how it went, and I owe you an acknowledgement. Specifically, what you said or did. That was not the standard I hold for myself or for how I want to lead. I'd welcome the chance to continue the conversation differently. Watch for. Do not over-explain or justify. Take responsibility for your part first. That creates the space for repair. The How to De-escalate Arguments During Meetings guide has further tools for preventing these moments from starting. Eamon's note. I have seen leaders spend months rebuilding what three sentences could have repaired in a day. Repair quickly. The longer you wait, the harder the ground becomes. Script 6. When you need to give a real apology. The situation. You made a genuine mistake in a conversation or decision. The apology needs to be real, not performative. Why it works. A real apology requires three things: acknowledgement of the specific action, recognition of its impact, and a commitment to change. This script gives you all three without hedging. Taking responsibility for your part first creates space for the other person to do the same. Formal version script 117 from Say It Right Every Time. I want to apologize for specific action. I understand that this specific impact on them. There's no excuse for what I did. I take full responsibility. Moving forward, I'm committed to specific change in behavior. I value our relationship, and I hope you can forgive me. Standard version. I owe you an apology for specific action. I know it affected you by specific impact. I'm not going to make excuses. I'm taking full responsibility, and I'm going to specific change going forward. I'm sorry. Watch for. The instinct is to add, but after I'm sorry. Do not. Any qualification undermines the whole thing. State the action, name the impact, own it completely, and commit to something specific and measurable. Why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth explores how accountability and repair strengthen leadership over time. Eamon's note. A boundary without enforcement is just a suggestion. An apology without a changed behaviour is just words. Make sure yours lead somewhere different. Script 7. When the difficult conversation has an audience. The situation. Something needs to be addressed in a meeting or group setting. Raising it in public requires extra care because the audience changes everything. Why it works. Public conversations carry weight that private ones do not. The group is watching how you lead. This script states the issue clearly, names why it matters to everyone present, and invites collective engagement rather than positioning you against one person. Formal version script 119 from Say It Right Every Time. I'd like to address something that I think affects all of us. State the issue objectively. I'm bringing this up because reason it matters to the group. I'd like to hear everyone's perspective on this and work together to find a solution. Standard version. There's something I want to raise because I think it affects how we're working together. State the issue clearly and factually. I'm not pointing fingers. I want us to look at this as a team and figure out how to move forward. Watch for. If someone responds defensively in front of the group, you script one to manage the temperature. If the conversation becomes too personal for a group setting, offer to continue one-to-one. For more on managing volatile group dynamics, how to handle conflict during meetings covers the specific pressure a room of people creates. Eamon's note. The audience is not just watching what you say. They are watching whether you have the strength to say it at all. Making the language your own without gutting the script. The scripts above are starting points, not stage directions. Read each one and ask yourself, would I actually say this? If a phrase feels stiff in your mouth, change the words, not the structure. The structure is what makes it work. The three elements you must keep in every script are clear acknowledgement of what is happening, a direct statement of what you need, and a path forward. As long as those three things are present, the specific words belong to you. For teams working across distance, where tone is even harder to read, best practices for virtual meeting communication and the challenges explored in communication challenges faced by distributed teams show where these scripts need the most adjustment. Lean heavily on medium selection when your team is remote. Lean on preparation even more. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where leaders go wrong with prepared language. The mistake, reading the script too literally. Why it happens, the leader is nervous and clings to the words as written. What to do instead? Practice out loud until the structure is in you, not on a page. You're using a framework, not reciting a policy. The mistake, apologizing before enforcing a boundary. Why it happens, it feels more polite to soften first. What to do instead? State the boundary, then express care. I need us to calm this conversation down. I want to resolve this with you, not the other way around. A boundary without enforcement is just a suggestion. The mistake, matching the other person's energy. Why it happens, it is instinctive. When someone raises their voice, something in us wants to meet it. What to do instead? Lower your volume deliberately. The contrast itself is a signal of authority. The mistake, skipping the reflection step after the conversation ends. Why it happens? Once it is over, leaders want to move on. What to do instead? Spend 5 minutes with the recover framework. Recognize what worked and what did not. That reflection is how you get better, and the deal method for diffusing tension between colleagues offers a parallel structure worth studying alongside it. Frequently asked questions. What are explosive reactions in leadership conversations? Explosive reactions are moments when someone loses emotional control during a conversation, raising their voice, attacking personally, or shutting down entirely. In a leadership context, how you respond to these moments defines whether you hold your authority or surrender it under pressure. How do you keep your leadership voice when someone is yelling at you? Lower your own volume and slow your pace. State clearly that you want to resolve the issue, but need the conversation to be calm. If the person cannot settle, offer a short break. Your composure is the anchor. It signals authority without aggression. What is the master method for high-stakes conversations? The master method is a 6-step framework from Say It Right Every Time, covering mental preparation, anticipating objections, structuring key points, timing the conversation, engaging with full presence, and reflecting afterward. It prepares you to lead difficult conversations before they start. How do you respond to manipulation without losing your leadership voice? Name what actually happened using specific facts. Do not chase the distraction or match the emotional charge. State clearly what you need the other person to address. Manipulation thrives in confusion. Your clarity is the most powerful tool you have. What is gaslighting in a workplace conversation? Gaslighting is when someone denies or distorts your experience of events, insisting something did not happen the way you remember, or did not happen at all. In workplace settings, it erodes your confidence and your leadership voice if you do not name it directly. When should you move a difficult conversation to a different medium? When the emotional stakes are high or the topic is sensitive, text and email are too lean for the work. Move to phone or in person as soon as the conversation heats up. Richer mediums let you read tone, adjust in real time, and avoid dangerous misreading. How do you repair a conversation that went badly as a leader? Acknowledge specifically what you said or did that went wrong. Do not generalize or hedge. Then ask to continue the conversation with a cleaner slate. The recover method guides you through recognizing the failure, cooling down, owning your part, and recommitting to the relationship. The discomfort of having the conversation is temporary. The regret of avoiding it lasts forever. That is not a saying I borrowed. It is something I earned through years of walking away from the hard moments and living with what I left unresolved. Handling explosive reactions leadership is not about never feeling the pressure. It is about having the words, the method, and the courage to stay in the room. These scripts give you the words. The courage is already yours. Practice is what connects the two. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imanblackthorne.com to get your copy.